We just finished Perek Bama Behema, Hadron Loch Bama Behema. Now we're starting a new Perek Bama Isha. Perek Bama Behema talked about the din that you have to make sure your Behema does not do Malacha on Shabbos, Shvisas Behemtai, and therefore it can't do Haitzah. And we said, what could it go out with, not go out with? Now we're going to talk about a human, a Isha, a person. What could it go out with or not? If it's a problem of Haitzah. So one of the questions are, that why do we speak about a Behema before Isha? And there's different pshatim in the Achronim, we'll talk about it. Some say the reason is because it's less halachist. The perek of behemah is much smaller than isha. That would be one pshat why it says, first take care of the small things, then go to the big things. Another pshat would be is that that's a derech kedimasam, the derech of who wakes up first. Usually the behemah start working earlier than the people, and therefore we talk about them first. But in any case, this perek we'll be talking about now, behemah isha, yaitza, behemah yaitza. And it's mevuyer in the Mishnah that ladies are not allowed to go out with jewelry on Shabbos because they might take it off and show it to someone and they'll come to carry it to Mishnah Sarabim. So they're not allowed to wear jewelry, and only if it's tied to the hat, to the head covering, they won't take it off, they won't uncover the head. But if not for that, it's lacha lemaisa in this Gemara that you're not allowed to wear jewelry. And the Mechaber in Simon Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches, Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches, talks that the minig is in our ladies that they do wear jewelry out on Sarabim on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? So he says three things. He says some say the pshat is really taka asa, but since they're not going to listen, it's better if they're shogeg and not amaze it. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, he says, they want to melamed tzchus on the ladies who go out with jewelry. The Mechaber says, since these days we don't have a Shisharabim, we don't have 600,000 people in the Shisharabim, therefore they're wearing geyser, just like they're wearing geyser in a chatzar, it's not mu'reves, according to the Mechaber. A chatzar does not have an Erev. They weren't geyser, in some ways, it's not a Shisharabim. The third pshat is the Ramah. The Ramah says the pshat is that since ladies wear these days jewelry and tachshitim in the weekday as well, therefore there's no chash to take it off because it's not so special. In those days, they only wore it on Shabbos, so they saw their friend, they wanted to show him the piece of jewelry, it was a big thing. But these days, they wear jewelry every day, they wear earrings every day, they wear necklaces every day. Therefore, it's not such a big thing, and therefore, there is no problem with wearing it out on Shabbos. Sok the Mishnah. Me ish yoitza, me in yoitza, loy seisi isha, loy b'chute tzemev, loy b'chute pishtam, loy b'ritzuay shivaraisha. She's not allowed to go out, not with strings of wool, or strings of flax, of linen, and not strings. And not regular strings that Shavarosha, so Rashi learns, you use these for braids. You braid your hair with either tzemer or pishton or ritsui, so strings, you braid your hair. You're not allowed to go out with those braids on Shabbos. Because that, you might take that off, and we'll see, you might take that off, and therefore it'll be a problem of Haitza'ah. The problem of itself. The sitzvah behem, you shouldn't be tovel in them. Achatrab until you loosen it. Until you loosen it, you shouldn't be tovel because it's a chatzitza. And that's really the reason we'll see in the Gemara. That's really the reason why it's choshes you're going to take it off. It's because you might have a tefillah. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will explain. But meanwhile, the Mishnah says that you can't go out with braids in your hair because you might take it off and carry it, and you shouldn't be tovel if the isha has to go to the mikveh. You shouldn't be tovel with the braids in her hair made out of string until you loosen it because it's a chatzitza. Tosfos actually argues and says no chash, you'll take braids out on Shabbos because there's an isser to untie, just like there's an isser to tie it, you can't untie it, and therefore Tosfos means it was just wrapped around, more like a ponytail, it wasn't braided into the hair. But in any case, Isha cannot go out with the stuff in her hair, and she can't be tovel until she loosens it. V'loy b'toy tefes, v'loy b'sarbitim, she can't go out with a certain ornament that's called a tetefes or savitim. Tomorrow we'll explain what that means. Bezman she'en antfurim, if it's not attached to her head covering, because if it is attached to her head covering, she's not going to take off her head covering and uncover her head in Rosh Hashanah. But if it's not attached to her head covering, we're worried she might take off the ornament. We'll see in the Gemara, it's a type of headband, looks like a headband, and show it to her friend, and she'll come to carry. And she can't go out v'loy b'kovel Rosh Hashanah. She's not going to go out with a kovel in Rosh Hashanah. A kovel, we'll see, is a type of pin. And this is only a shirab, she can't go out. But she's allowed to wear it in the chatzar. And Rashi explains that the other things you can't even wear in the chatzar because you might go out and shirabim and then might be carrying it. So therefore, to make zera across the board, you can't wear it at all on Shabbos. But a kovel you could wear on Shabbos in the chatzar. And Rashi explains from the Gemara later on, the reason is because if you acid, all the jewelry, even in the house, shall become disgusting to her husband. Therefore, we want it to look nice a little bit, we let her wear some jewelry, and that's a kovel. She can't go out with ir shel zav. She can't go out with a certain type of ornament called the ir shel zav, lebe ktala, not a choker, lebe nezamen. She can't go out with nose rings, lebe tabas. She can't go out with a ring that doesn't have a choisim, that's a finger ring. She can't go out with a needle that doesn't have a hole in it. It's more like a pin. If she goes out with this, no chiyav chatas. Why not? Because it's a tachshit and it's really like a malvish. It's clothing. It's not really chayiv. It's not really hoitzah mid the araisa. It's only hoitzah because the rabbanon said they're worried you might take it off and show it to your friend and carry it. Therefore, it's only mid the rabbanon. And therefore, if she does go out with this, she's not chayiv chatas. But avada is also mid the rabbanon, but you're not chayiv chatas. So we learned in the Mishnah that a Isha cannot go out with hair braided with either wool or pishtan or strings. And it says that if you want to, you have a tefillah mitzvah, Isha shall loosen it. Zok the Gemara, tefillah man dechar shemei. Where does tefillah come into our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is a little mistake to Shabbos, and we're talking about tefillah, we're talking about Hilchas Chatzitza, which belongs in Hilchas Mikvayis. So what's it doing over here? Omer Rav Nachba Yitzchak, Omer Rav Avua, matam ka'amar. It's really explaining the Mishnah. Why can't you go out with the braids? You're not taking off your braids in the street. First of all, it's nothing to show anyone. No one wants to see your threads and your strings. So what's the problem going out? Dr. Gemara, because the Mishnah is saying why? Because of because the halacha is in Alabi Toivel. In a mikvah without loosening it up, because if it's tight around you here, it's a chatzitza. The halacha is that a isha, or anyone for that case, that has to be toivel, can't have a chatzitza on his body. And anything that he's makbid on, he can't go in as a chatzitza. Even a small amount of his hair is a chatzitza, he's makbid on it, he cannot go into the mikvah. It's a chatzitza, so therefore you have to loosen it. And so, given the b'cholot, it's a lot of strap, and the Shabbos says he can't go out on Shabbos. Why? Dilma shramilet filosha mitzvah. Maybe it'll happen that she'll have to be tovel. And Rashi says it's mutter to be tovel in the mikvah on Shabbos because it's nearer can make it. It looks like it's cooling off. Visharilei, and she will loosen it. But also last year, Dalam Shirabim, and she'll come, it'll be off already. She says, she's not going to put it back on. She'll come to carry her Shirabim. Like Tosis asks, then how are you allowed to wear your jacket in the Shirabim? If when you're tovel, you take off your jacket also. So he might come to carry it also, because if you have a tefillah shel mitzvah. The Taisa says, no, regular clothing, we know you'll put it back on, you're not going to carry it. But stuff in your hair, you know, you can manage without that. So if you take it off to go to the mikvah, you might just carry it home. And therefore, it's a chashash, you might carry it, dalat amas shirabim. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying the reason why you can't have chutim in your hair, the reason is because, since for a mikvah, you have to loosen them. So therefore, you're not allowed to go out with it in your hair. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Boimnei Rav Kanam Rav Tichi Chalilta Mai. Are you allowed to go out on Shabbos with Tichi Chalilta? Tichi Chalilta is like hollow ropes that you wrap around your hair, and that can get so tight, and so it doesn't become a chatzitza. And the question really is it a chatzitza or not? And if it's a chatzitza, then you can't go out for Shabbos because you might take it off for the mikvah. Or it's not a chatzitza, and therefore you could go out with it on Shabbos. Amalei Orikam, you're talking about those woven things. Anything that's woven, they didn't make xera because you cannot make it so tight. It's Manami or Avunu Bredi Rav Yeshua, Kolshu Arig LaGazu. Since anything that's woven, so either that's hollow or it's like hollow things, it can't be tied tight, and there's no xera, anything can be tied tight. The Ikadami Yom Rav Huna Bredi Rav Yeshua, a different heter, why you're allowed to wear this Ticha Lilta, you're not worried about anything. I saw my sisters that they take in the weekday, they take regular showers, they reichitz, they go into the water with it. It must be that they feel that it their hair gets washed even with it on, and since they're not makbid on it, so therefore they leave it on. When no chashash, they take it off because they see people, they see their sisters that they even for regular reichitzah, they assume that it washes the hair well, and therefore if they come to tefillah shel mitzvah, they're not going to take it off because it's not a chatzitza, and they're not makbid on it. And not only the Narachatzitz, they don't take it off either. They don't care if it gets ruined, because they're not makbid. So the Gemara, what's the difference between the Lashonis and the Heter? So Rekvenayu the Tanifan. The nafkamina would be if it gets dirty, either that it gets dirty from the water or it was dirty. When you go into the water, the dirt from that will go onto you. And either way, that'll be nafkamina. If it causes to get dirty, that'll be nafkamina. La'achlash nama kol shu orig le'gazru, anything that can't be tight, the word gazer is a hainami orig. This is also orig. It can't be so tight. There's no chatzitza because it's tight. And therefore, there's no problem with wearing it on Shabbos because you're not going to take it off and it's because it's not a chatzitza. But la'achlash nama shum kpeda, that holds that the whole head there is because you're not makbid. But here, kivin the tnifa mikvah kavdalayo, here, since it gets dirty, you are makbid on it. And therefore, if you go be toivel, you're going to take it off. Not because it's chatzitza, because orug, it's not so tight, but you know why you're going to take it off? You're going to take it off because you don't want to get dirty. You don't want it to get dirty, you don't want you to get dirty. But either way, you don't want it. So if it makes you dirty, then you're not going to want to wear it. So that's an afkamina, type of ponytail holder, a rubber band that gets dirty and it's not tight, that's an afkamina. On one hand, it's not a chatzitza. On the other hand, if you're the second man, the yoma, since it gets dirty, you're makbid on it, you want to take it off, and you might take it off, then you will carry it. And the first man, the yoma, Rashi explains, holds only something that is chatzitza by tefillah is there a chash take it off. Something that's a reason to take it off for a different reason, there is no chash of chitza on that. There's another part of this Rashi, it's a very famous Rashi, it's called Abaisav Shal Rashi, that they learn that because you're makbid, somehow it's a chatzitza, even though it's not tight. And it's a very shver shita exactly why. If it's not tight, why is it chatzitza? Because you're makbid on it. And it's even brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even though we don't understand it exactly, the pshat. But Rashi here asks a bunch of kashas in it and slugs it up. Balkaparim, that's what comes out from the stuff that you're wearing your hair. Sakta Gemara Vaita, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah Mikvayis. But Eilu Chaytisim Ba'adam. Rashi explains that till now we're talking about Chatzitza Bekalim in the Mishnah Mikvayis. Therefore, now we say, what are the Chatzitzas by Adam? Eilu Chaytisim Ba'adam. Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishtim, Va'at Tzuyah Shev Rosh Ha'abana. So same thing like our Mishnah, that if you have Tzemer, Pishtim, or Tzuyahs in your hair, in the girl's hair, and Rashi says, Urcha the Milsenokat, that girls wear the stuff in the hair, it's braided in the hair, they can't go to the mikvah because it's Chatzitza. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shal Tzemer v'Shal Seyar Eina Chaytzitzin. If this ponytail is made out of wool or hair, you tie your hair with hair, Eina Chaytzitzin, because your Mayim Baam Lehem, because Mayim gets through. And the Mepharshim speak out that Tzemer of Arta is because it's soluble, water gets through it. And Seyar, the reason is because you can't make Seyar so tight over here. It can't be so tight, it's automatic, it's not a Chatzitza. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. And that the Tanakhama says that you cannot go to the mikvah chute tzemer, chute pishtan, and retsuyos. And Rehuda says shel tzemer is mutus, is arguing tzemer. And then he says shel seyer also is not a problem. And we're not sure what Tanakhama holds. Seyer, the Gemara will talk about it on the base. Omrav huno avakulam v'roshe abana shininu. This whole iser of going out with these threads, with these strings, is only in the here, in the roshe abanas, the heads of the abanas. Maskul rav of Yosef, what are you coming to tell me? You say it's only the here. Lemutimai, what are you coming to exclude? They're saying if it's wrapped around the neck, then you are allowed to go out because people won't take it off because chatzitza. If we're talking about wool, if you tell me that wool over a ponytail over here, which here is considered hard and semer considered soft and still chaytzitz, it's still good, it's tight enough. If it's semer on a person's neck, of course, where it's soft or short, it's chaytzitz. That flax, we're saying flax only a problem on here and not on your neck. It's madach, hard on top of hard will be tight enough. And you have to tell me if it's kasha agavi rach, if it's hard pishton on your soft neck. So of course it's chatzitza. The reason why chutei tzavar, the chutim around the neck is not a chatzitza is because you don't make it tight. Time of the rabbuna, v'shein isha chenekes atzma. If isha doesn't choke herself, and she doesn't choke herself, so therefore it won't be tight, it won't be chatzitza. You won't have to take it off for the mikvah, and you won't have to take it off. There's no problem of itza, and therefore it's fine. And the really, in the context of here, it says not chenekes atzma, there is no chatzitza. It says in Ebraisa, abonos yoytzes v'chutim shavas neim. The daughter's allowed to go out. They used to make pierce the ears for earrings, but they couldn't afford earrings when they were younger, but they pierced the ears when they were younger. It's much easier. And they used to keep a thread inside it to hold the hole open, make sure the hole stays open. So you let it go out with that on Shabbos because you're not going to take it out. You don't want the hole to close up. And it must have been considered like a tzorich of the people, and therefore wasn't a problem of Yitzah. Avloi b'chabakim shevetzareim. They can go out. They cannot go out with a choker. Why not? Because since you have to take it off for the mikvah, so therefore you're going to come to carry it. Why can't you go out with a choker, with the chabakim shevetzareim? It's loose, and they're not going to take it off for the mikvah, so why can't they go out with it? And vice versa, it was something that wasn't chosh enough that you were to take it off the show with anyone. But so what should be the problem? Am I loy? Omravina, this brisa that says that it's also to go out with chabakim shevetzareim is talking about a certain thing that you could make tight. Omravina, hocha v'ktala askinam. We're talking about a certain type of choker, the isha chenekes etz asma, that she chokes herself with it. The nichlesh tira kabbalas basa. She wants to look like fat. Those that looking fat was sidr chashiv, was healthy, and therefore they wanted to choke their neck to make themselves look fatter. And they made it very tight, and therefore it will be a problem of chatzitza, and they have to take it off for the mikvah, and therefore it's a problem of Eitzah. And Rashi explains what type of thing, how does Ketola look? It looked a little bit, it wasn't really a bib, but it looked really like a bib. It went around the neck, and it came down a little bit, and it had like a little like string that went around it, going in and out, went around the surface, and that's how you tied, with that string, you tied it around your neck. And they tied it very tightly, and they made themselves look fat. And therefore, it's a chatzitza, and therefore you can't go out with it on Shabbos.